Indigenous Ecuadorians from the mountains to the coast to the Amazon are congregating in the capital, Quito, defying a state of emergency that prohibits public gatherings. Remico is from the oil-rich Amazon region.
The prices of basic goods, not to mention fuel, are astronomical. Our region is the richest, but we are among the poorest. That's why we won't back down.
The national strike called by the Confederation of Indigenous Nations is stopping fresh food and cooking gas from reaching the capital. The streets of Quito are almost empty, as are the main highways, which are blocked.
We have rights and will fight for them. We've been here already for 7 days.
The brief arrest of the Confederation's president, Leonidas Issa, and what he says was a subsequent assassination attempt outraged indigenous communities. And now the death of a young protester hit in the head by a police tear gas canister in the Amazon region has further fueled anger and violence.
The Indigenous Confederation is now marching towards the Agriculture Ministry. There are thousands and thousands of them right now trying to show their strength. But for now, they are not going to the presidential palace.
In the past, highly organized indigenous farmer unions have helped oust three presidents.
Aquí estoy.
Conservative President Guillermo Lasso says the Confederation is trying to overthrow him by provoking chaos. But Issa tells us that isn't their goal. They want to convince the president to consider their 10 demands, starting with subsidizing fuel prices for those most in need.
We have negotiated with him for an entire year, but he does not budge, not even a little. He cannot continue to profit from our pain and cave in to pressure from the IMF. He has to listen to his people.
When asked if they plan to march on the presidential palace if their demands aren't met, Issa said an assembly of all the indigenous nations represented here will soon decide. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Quito.